Documents show more than 1,400 barrels of weapons scraps manufactured by Honeywell and St. Paul from 1958 to 1962 were dumped by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers a few miles east of the Duluth Superior Harbor. Red Cliff environmental consultant Dave Anderson says they found even more evidence of dumping into Lake Superior.
From K.I. Sawyer and Marquette to the Corps of Engineers in Duluth have used Lake Superior as a bombing range, as a disposal area, as a way to hide classified materials. DOD is now coming to the reality that they need to do something about that and make amends between the governments.
Anderson, with a Bessemer City-based Flint Steel Restoration Company, says his 15-year investigation through archives and using the Freedom of Information Act have found more than dumped barrels.
There are cases of unexploded ordnance. There are full motor vehicles, engines, other barrels of other sizes and crates that we believe the Corps or someone else, various shipping companies, might have dumped in that area.
At a three-day conference this week in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the DOD is telling leaders of 15 tribes that they will clean up or mitigate dump sites around the country. Red Cliff Tribal Chairman Ray DePerry tells us from Albuquerque that this is good news.
But it is a concern for us, obviously, because of our fishing and our exercising of our treaty rights, and that, and plus it affects the water and the water supply. I think we all should be concerned.
Anderson agrees there is an imminent danger to the water supply. The barrels are rusting away 100 to 300 feet deep near Duluth's water intake. He's found evidence of PCBs and unidentified ash.
Right now, we know that there is more to the barrels than what has been disclosed in the past, that the barrels are not all just scrap steel grenade parts. There are other wastes that are hazardous that are contained in the barrels, and we now know that the barrels are leaking some of those substances.
The DOD has awarded Red Cliff a $105,000 grant to assess and further investigate this 20-mile square site and report the findings in October for possible cleanup. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.